He can serve him properly, none else. With this idea, we are to follow the footsteps of Guru, and it is ever, forever. Guru won't be removed from between the worshipped and worshipper, always. Krishna bhakti janma mool hai sadhu sangha, Krishna prem janme punatiha mukha anga. The very origin of the devotion is this company of the saints, and also when we attain the devotion, there also his position is just between me and the Lord. So, we never come in direct connection with Krishna, but some mediator, some helper is to show me that. So this is Radha Darshan. We should not approach direct to serve him. Behind Radha we shall stand. Radha Rani serves him, and I am helping Radha Rani to serve him, in the fullest sense. And in the party, there are so many distributed position of service, and everywhere we must have one between us and the Lord. Dasya. And on the whole, the whole negative side represented, serving side is represented by Radharani wholesale, including all Rasa. And we are to stand behind her, to help her, so that she will serve him, Radha Rasa. From Gita I drew this meaning some years ago, Prabhupada Jivanamrita, 43 or 44, that was published. From there I drew this meaning. The matta sarvam pravartati, everything comes from me. Even my worship also comes from me. I am first swar of everything. Everything in the beginning, in the mood, in the most original conception of every phase, I am there. In some form or other, but it is I. So serving, to serve myself, that is also I am setting the example, that I should be served, and in this way and that way, that is also I am helping my service. Maya matta sarvam pravartati, everything coming from me. So even my service is also coming from me, that sort of instruction coming from me. So acharyam mang vijaniyat, you should know your guru as one with me. Because it is me, and without me none can give me. Jamini vaisya vnuti te na lobha. None can give me, but only I myself can give me. So from that point, this will come ultimately. That without him, none can give him. This right is reserved there. Only he can give himself. So he is showing the way how to get him, and as a guru he comes to show that. So, Achintya Siddhavid, Nimai has selected a very nice article of the speech of our Guru Maharaj for this last puja ceremony. One article was speech, speech of Guru Maharaj, they gave him there. The very address beginning, my Vipadudharan Bandhugan, he is addressing his disciples and all, oh, my friends who are delivering me from the danger. He is addressing his disciples. You, my friends, you have come to deliver me from great danger. Come to save me. The Guru is addressing to his disciple, O disciples, you have come to save me. What is the vision underlying? You are so many extensions of my Guru, he says. Those that have come to hear about Krishna, their position is not best. Already there is grace, Sukriti, grace. Krishna love is there. And you have all come to help me in my way of realization towards Krishna. You have all helpers. You are all friends to me. And you have come to rescue me from the dangerous position. I am fallen in. The very address begins by, and how he is beautifully and very skillfully and also harmoniously he is representing the philosophy there, the ontological aspect, what is what, and what is the position of Guru. Guru is a servant of the disciples. Externally, disciples seem to be servant, but internally, if we consider, Guru is the servant of so many disciples. He tries to make them fit for the service of Krishna. Just as in, when we go to the temple, we worship with certain things, so many things are cleaned and arranged in such a way that it may be acceptable by Krishna. So Guru is also serving so many persons, he is helping so they may be fit to serve Krishna, rendering service to so many. Not only that, he goes further, I am in danger. You have all come to give me some engagement. Such holy, you are forcing me to have some engagement in about him, about his service, about his talk, about his such cultivation, culture. You are helping me. So you have come to save me. Knowledge in fight, it is cannot be finished. The search for Krishna is infinite. So we cannot rest that so far we have come and only a few miles left, then we will reach Krishna. Not like that. We are in the ocean, in the search for Krishna. And you so many have come to encourage me in my search towards Krishna. So many friends come to rescue me in this ocean of Krishna love and the Krishna search, Krishna knowledge. We are combined, we are going to approach into us. Vipadudharan Bandhuva, addressing the disciples as so many friends, you have come to save me from the greatest danger of the forgetfulness of Krishna. So you are not only my friends, but friends, and as well as rescuer of myself. The Guru is addressing to the disciple. What's the matter? Gaurhari, Gaurhari. And the lecture is substantiating this thought, this statement. How deep thinking is there. You will see that. That will pass us the gift in the first page. Amar Vipadudharan Bandhugan, O my saviors. The Guru addressing to the disciples, O my saviors. And that is not irrelevant. He is putting his arguments and substantiating that. Then what letter of divinity? What level, what plane of divinity we have to meet? Where? How holy, how divine? what is the degree of divinity. Self-abnegation. Self-forgetfulness, Krishna consciousness, positive self-forgetfulness. Otherwise, mere self-forgetfulness is a negative thing. But Krishna consciousness disposes us from our least and nasty self-conception and cultivating in the service of Krishna, giving positive engagement. That article should be translated into English. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Tamal Krishna is delivering lecture that Gaudiya Math should be eliminated from our consideration. I am told he is delivering lecture. Gaudiya Math means our Guru Maharaj. What is the depth of his knowledge and love about Krishna, and he wants to eliminate that. And the Bhavananda trampled down by his foot with Gaudiya Kanthahar. The summary of our preaching advices. I asked him to some with golden publish a golden Gaudiya Kanthahar. That will be the penance of your misdeed. You are trampling down Gaudiya Kanthahar. So a favorite book for the preacher prepared by our Guru Maharaj. Let Mahaprabhu be Nityananda, be gracious with them. I request you all to go through that article, which will be placed for us in the first page of Das Pujari Show. And it is published in Gaudiya Darshan Patrika, several times for us. Vibhudhuddha and Bandhuram, oh my saviors. What is the depth of such understanding, and what is the depth of the affection and the love within we can have a speck of that, a drop of that from such thought. What degree of divinity is there in such address, and the heart from which the address comes, where is he? Today I stop here, no further. Go with the Lord. Thank you.
परमहंसपरिवाचकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत्र श्री श्रीमद भक्ति रक्षक देव गोस्वामी महाराज की।
Well, within illusion of truth, do not know, but the dissolution of the physical body, nothing remains. So whatever you like, you can do, and no karma, no future, nothing. All chance coincidence. Then comes the Buddhistic school. Their opinion is that just like Charvak, little extended, there's good, bad karma, and there is the subtle body. After the death of this physical body, the mental system remains. And with the dissolution of the mental system, nothing remains. Nothing. To dissolve the mental system, we have to follow particular problem. That's ahimsa, satya, daya, all these good qualifications, good behaviors, conducts necessary to dissolve that subtle body, the mental body that is within us. And with the dissolution of the same, nothing remains. That is the Buddhistic idea. Transmigration of soul, birth, rebirth, good, bad, karma, everything. But with the subtle body, everything finished, that is gone. So the potency is not nitya in that way. It is not eternal. And others are of opinion that that physical potency, that is eternal. Eternal. And Shankar says, though, no, it has got no beginning, but it has got an end. Anadi Shanta. This is Mayavad Guru Shankaracharya, his opinion. It has got no beginning, but it has got end, Santa. It is not nitya, not eternal potency. The Vaishnavas, on the other hand, say, no, it is eternal. But it is the indirect existence, reflection, and the perverted reflection. But it is there. The indirect side, the negative side, is also eternal, the shadow of the positive side. And when you get rid of that illusory, that misunderstanding potency, we can go and live in the positive world, the positive side. And others do not recognize any positive eternal side, even except the Vaishnava. On the another section, those just as Ramanuja says, that Narayana is after the emancipation of the jeep can serve him. So one branch of the Shaivites, worshippers of the Shiva, they also say that Shiva is there and after getting liberation you can worship the Shiva. Sri Kantha, he has given some interpretation of Vedanta, Brahma Sutra, leading the conception of the ultimate reality as Ramanuja did towards Narayana, he is directed towards Shiva, one Sri Kantha. In the southern India, they have got their sampradaya. In Markandeya Chandi, as I told yesterday, the three phases of the deity of misconception, the garden deity of the misunderstanding aspect, has been described. The first in the tale story of Madhu Kaitava, when after the creation, the Brahma found that whole water around this, the Narayana lying, and from his navel lotus stand came, and on the lotus Brahma has got his seat, and he finds that all around water everywhere, nothing else. And suddenly he found that two demons coming to attack him. Then what to do, he's puzzled, but he was conscious that his origin, underlying the lotus, there was Narayana, that consciousness he got, and he took refuge, surrender to that Narayana, who I am attacked by these two. I do not know yet what is my duty, what I am to do. All water, and I am only on the lotus sitting. I have not yet got any direction from my Lord what to do. But he was conscious that his Lord is sleeping under water. This consciousness the Brahma had. But he's sleeping. Now, how he is sleeping? There it is mentioned, Yogamaya, by utilizing his Yogamaya, a sort of nature, the Narayana, the eternal conscious substance, is as if under sleep. So Brahma began to praise in respect of Yogamaya. If Yogamaya, he has the principle of the worshipping of the potency, Shaktabhava. Brahma began to chant in praise of Yogamaya. Yogamaya, you please move from here, and then the Narayana will be awakened, and he will see my condition and do the needful. So here he appealed to Yogamaya, by the influence of which the Vishnu, the Narayana, was enjoying deep sleep. It is mentioned in that way. He began in praise, to chant in praise of Yogamaya, under whose influence Vishnu is sleeping, with this idea. Then satisfied with the praise of Yogamaya, Brahma, Yogamaya, went away, and Vishnu came out and found those two demons and began to fight with them, and ultimately defeated them. And that is also in a particular way. Those two demons, Madhu and the Kaitava, they told, "We are very much satisfied with you, Narayana, in your fight. You accept some boon from us. We are pleased with your fighting capacity." And Vishnu, he told that in this field, war field, what boon should I want from you? Then your death, I want that you should die. You should be killed by me. That is my boon. Then they put one condition. Yes, you may kill us, but not on the water, but on the earth. But they are all covered with water. So Narayana took, caught them by their hair and put their heads into his own thigh and cut off their heads. Thigh means, it has been explained in Chandi, this is considered to be earth, thigh. The part of the body is considered to be composed of different things. The thigh is generally considered the earth production. So there he got. And the big body, this big body of those two demons, that supplied the earth on the water. So imagine they are made, they are, should be made, kiki wale, should be made angsha, should be kiki wale. Well, when one gets a big belly, what we say? He has got much fat. So the fat of those two demons was so magnitude that supplied the earth portion of on the water, made in the, and from there the production of the crop became very possible meaning. This is the first stress of the Maya, Yogamaya. And the second is Mahishasura, that I dealt yesterday. And there was one third, advent of the Shakti Puja, that is Shumbha Nishumbha. Shumbha and Nishumbha, two brothers, they were of very demonic temperament and ruled the country with much injustice. And then the gods felt much disturbance, and they approached to Himalaya, and there began their priests chanting in respect of the goddess of potency. And then found a very beautiful lady. Lady, and the demons also searching this side, that side, like spy, if anything is happening in their kingdom, any danger threatening. So one of the such servant of the Shumbha Nishumbha, whose name was Dhumralochan, he, when visiting different places, surveying if any quarter there is any sign of any ominous rising, found a beautiful lady on a peak of Himalaya, and he reported to his master, Shumbha Nishumbha, that a very extraordinary, beautiful lady is found on some peak of a mountain, a Himalaya. Then he was ordered to approach her. We think you as a very precious jewel, and Shumbha Nishumbha at the present, they are the owner, two brothers are the owner of the world, and they are enjoyer of all jewels anywhere and everywhere. So we consider you to be a jewel, and you must come to serve and satisfy those two masters, any one of them, two brothers. And then when she refused, then this Dhumralochan, he was ordered, if she does not come peacefully, he will take her by force, catching her hair. When he went to approach to catch the hair, the lady produced a peculiar sound, and this Dhumralochan, this man, he was reduced to ashes. This news reached Shumbha Nishumbha, and they were very much excited, and they came to the sent their general Chandramunda. And he came, he also proposed like that, otherwise he would take her by force. Then, but Chandramunda was also killed in a small fight. Then there was a big fight and Shumbho and Nishumbho all came and they were killed in that fight. Then there is a stop, Narayani Namastuti. There is the God came and began to chant in respect of that lady, you are potential energy of everything. Now you are satisfied with us. You have done a great favor to us by killing these two indomitable demons. And this way began to stories are mentioned in this Markandeya Chandi about the thing. But Devi, something that she is independent, she is all in all. And most of the others, especially the Vaishnava school, think that she was under some other agency. And not only she is the direct potency of the Lord, but indirect. But sometimes it is mentioned, the potency as a whole, carrying to the center, center carrying and out carrying are in carrying. But that is potency after all. So in Chandi also mentioned about Radha, Rani. I am Radha in Vrindavan, Chandi says. Here I am Durga, managing this the rebels. And there when the devotee, I shall also manage their yogamaya. Maya, yogamaya. Yogamaya in the positive side. In the incurring current, in the devotional. That current that wants to satisfy the center. That is also potency. And that is yogamaya. And this is Mahamaya, taking away and punishing, dealing punishment, Mahamaya. So potency as a whole is one. Yogamaya, the internal potency, helping the service of the Lord, helping the harmony. And the Mahamaya, the outcarrying current, apparently, who give punishment to the revolts, rebels. Two kinds of. One potency, we may think in two lines, out-carrying and giving punishment, and in-carrying and giving service of the Lord in different way. So in Chandi also this is mentioned, I am in Vrindavan, the out-carrying and the potency, we are one and the same. We are one and the same. Helping the Leela, the pastimes of the Lord, and here also indirectly helping the world of creation of the Lord by dealing punishment to the revolts in this way. মাকালী স্বরূপ হলে যখন ফাইট করতে করতে সম্ভব নিসম্ভব ঠিক স্মরণ করতে কাট রিমেম্বার এক্স্যাক্টলি বাট অ্যাজ ফার আজ ইজ রিমেম্বার আন্ডার দি রুল অফ দি শুম্ভ নিসম্ভ There is one general whose name was Raktavija. He got some boon that if he is killed, then when the drops of his blood will be oozing and it will be thrown aside, and every drop will become his own second body. Rakhtavi, whose blood is the seed of his own existence. When he was beheaded, blood oozing and every drop of blood producing the same demon. So it was very difficult to finish them, that party, Rakhtavija party of the demons. Whenever cut, so many drops of blood are showing this side, that side, scattered, and so many men are coming out to fight. Then it was arranged that the Devi in one of his aspects, she became, took that Kali Murti and she spread her tongue in very extraordinary, enlarged way. And she began to catch those demons and put them on the tongue and then finish them, and the blood she began to swallow. The blood she did not allow to drop the blood on the ground. If it touches the ground, then another daitya will come, as many drops, so many daitya demons. So she had to take this course, the large tongue, and the cutting them on the tongue, and the cutting, and the drinking the water, the blood. In this way, that party was finished. So he came, it is mentioned, that from the original heroic dirty body of the Durga, from her forehead, that Kali Murti, she came out suddenly to deal with this Rakhtavija clan in the fight. In Shambho Nishambho war, last was for us, it is mentioned.
অনুরাধা দিদি জিজ্ঞাসা করছে, শিব ঠাকুর কেন মা কালীর পায়ের তলে পড়ে আছে?
She was so much excited at that time that to stop her, she was so mad when killing those demons that she was removing with so much madness that to stop her from her madly errant, the Shiva had to lie down on the road, and when was moving in her mad attempt, suddenly found that, oh, her husband is she has put feet on the husband. Then his energy was overflowing energy was stopped, and she became sober. That is from the historical side, and from the tactic side, ontological side, it is shown that all the Baddha Jiva, they are Shiva. Pasu Mukto Bhavet Shiva, Pasu Baddhu Bhavet Jiva, Pasu Mukto Sada Shiva. Individual souls that are under illusion, and the individual soul when above illusion, liberated. When liberated from illusion, he becomes Shiva, the master, the husband of that.